Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio right now, we have Brady Bradford from the Southeast Utah Health Department, and we are going to talk about, well, the holiday season, because, yeah, it is definitely upon us. Brady, as always, it's a pleasure to get you in. I appreciate the time. Thank you for coming down.
It's good to be here, Jordan.
Let's talk about the holidays. A lot of gatherings, a lot of family that you don't see too often, and a lot of germs, right?
That's right. Last year, we noticed this in an extreme way in our Moab office, and we wanted people to be aware that there's a possibility every time you gather with people that you're not with a lot, that you're not exposed to their germs, that we potentially might be exposed to some outbreaks. Last year it was pertussis for us, people got together for Thanksgiving, and the little kids were giving their great grandparents hugs and coughing on them, and that's something we would like to avoid. Is if you're coughing, if you're sick in some way, take some extra measures, whether it's being a little bit apart from the family or wearing a mask, even though that looks funny. It will help protect you, your family, and help make for a good holiday season.
Now, with that being said, it's not just germs around different relatives or friends and family, but also food as well, right? I mean, there's a lot of preparation going on for different dinners. That's something you have to pay attention to as well.
Absolutely. We tend to have traditions. A lot of people, stick their turkey in the tub and let it thaw out for a couple of days. And, that's not a good plan. You want to plan ahead, get it out on Sunday. If you have a frozen turkey, put it in your fridge. It'll be ready by the time you need to cook it on Thanksgiving. Also, when we're in these big family gatherings, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas, there's bowls of candy or chips or crackers, and people are reaching in there with their bare hands, and that presents a lot of opportunity to spread germs. And so if there's a way to do single service or use forks or things like that, that'll help keep everybody a little bit healthier and enjoying their parties.
Hand sanitizer is never a bad idea, right?
Absolutely. It's a good reminder. Keep that handy on the buffet table.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, as far as the holiday traditions go, and just a moment ago you were talking about throwing your turkey in the tub and letting it unthaw that way in some warm water. What is the worst tradition as far as prepping food? We know it's, you shouldn't do it anymore. I mean, does something come to mind? The worst tradition that you should definitely stay away from, if it is a tradition, break that tradition because it's just not good.
The first thing that comes to mind is eating the stuffing that you shove into your turkey. It's great for flavor, but I would recommend preparing a separate stuffing that you plan on eating, and the stuffing that comes out of your turkey, just throw that away. Time and again, that gets undercooked, or there's eggs and things in there, and it mixes with the turkey juices, and it just ends up being kind of a swamp of germs.
That's kind of heartbreaking because I like it. It tastes so
I do.
Good.
I do too. My mom's is great,
but you shouldn't do it.
No.
What about cookie dough? Is cookie dough something that, is this a myth that parents throw at their kids, or is there really a large risk in eating raw cookie dough?
Most cookie dough that you would buy, raw cookie dough that you buy from the store, has been pasteurized in some way. Cookie dough that you're making at home with raw eggs, there is a risk of acquiring salmonella. We know that there's salmonella in about 1 in every 10,000 eggs. So it's a small risk, but it's there nonetheless.
Can you think of anything else around the holidays, food preparation-wise, that's a big no-no that you see? Now that you're the director at the health department, is there something that you see that maybe makes you cringe a little bit more?
We do wash our turkeys a lot, which can be good in preparation, but we forget about the amount of spray that's going around our kitchen. So if you're washing your turkey, make sure to wipe your counters off really well. We also tend to let food sit out for a long while. And snack on it all day. Some of the foods are okay, crackers and breads and cookies, things like that, but you want your mashed potatoes and your turkey and your cranberry sauce. That should go in the fridge quickly after you're done, and then get it out when you're ready to eat again, because really in all that we see in food preparation, it's the food that sits out that causes the most problems.
Okay, so let me throw this question out there for you, because I'm sure I'm not the only one that wonders this. After Thanksgiving, how long is that turkey good for in the fridge? Because Thanksgiving's on Thursday, Sunday I'm watching football. Every guy has done this. You walk over to the fridge, you open it up, you got a bag of turkey, you open it, the first thing you do is you smell it, right?
Yeah, okay. If you're smart, you smell it.
Can I make a turkey sandwich out of this? At what point in time do you just throw the stuff away from Thanksgiving?
I would not go longer than a week is our recommendation. You can go up to 7 days, as long as it's been in a good fridge. If your fridge is working well, but if it's been sitting out, you know, the kids get it out and let it sit there for a couple hours, then and probably 3 days would be your max if you haven't frozen anything.
So absolute longest a week.
Yes.
All right. Do not eat Thanksgiving food after November 30th, which means December 1st.
Yes.
All right. Fantastic. Brady, outside of food and preparation and the germs around the holiday season, let's talk about flu shots, because it is that time of the year. I haven't gotten my flu shot yet. I missed a couple of opportunities to get it. You guys have definitely been very active in making sure that the public knows that, you know, look, now's the time to get the flu shot. And it is very easy if you go down to the health department.
Yeah, it is easy. We have regular clinic hours every day from 3 to 4:30. And yet, if that doesn't work for you, if you call to the health department, 637-3671, and ask if a nurse is available, we have a nurse available usually all day, and they're happy to accommodate if they don't have anything else going on. We know that sometimes this is something we avoid, and flu shots wax and wane in their effectiveness every year, but we do know that there is a degree of protection. The more people in our community get the flu shot.
And the first thing that everyone always says is, well, how much does it cost? I've noticed that. The cost, it's free, basically, sometimes, right?
Yeah. It will generally be free if you have insurance. And if you don't have insurance, I think it costs $25.
So relatively affordable. And again, the benefits of getting a flu shot, you just said a moment ago, sometimes the effectiveness isn't as great depending on the year. I mean, is that correct?
That is correct. They guess well ahead of time about what types of strains they're going to see every year. And we noticed last year wasn't particularly effective. And this year, they're kind of looking at how well it will do. But we do know the more people in the community are vaccinated, the better protected that community is.
Well, Brady, it's always a pleasure to get you in here and talk about health, talk about germs, talk about how to avoid getting sick, especially this time of the year. Nobody wants to be sick in November and December. Save that for January, right?
Exactly. We want everyone to enjoy the next couple of months.
All right. If anyone needs any more information or they have any questions for you, what's the best way to go about contacting the health department or finding more information?
For us, the best way is still to give us a call. I mentioned our numbers, 435-637-3671. We do have some information particularly relating to food and flu shots on our website, seuhealth.com.
Brady, again, always a pleasure. Thank you for your time, and I know we'll do it again soon.
Thanks, Jordan.
All right. For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit castlecountryradio.com.